Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for May 11th to the 17th, 2013. Hamas and Fatah meet in Cairo to advance the reconciliation, and Israel continues with settlement activities and land grab, while the Palestinians commemorate 65 years of forced dispossession and displacement. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report, as usual, with the non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. This week, protests were organized in the villages of Nabi Saleh, Bilayn, Na'leen, and Silwad in central West Bank, in addition to Beit Umar and Al-Ma'sara in southern West Bank. IMEMC's Saher Soos with the story.
At the villages of Bilayn and Na'leen, residents and their international and Israeli supporters managed to reach the wall. Soldiers stationed there fired tear gas and chemical water on protesters. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. In Bilayn, gas bombs fired by Israeli troops caused fire that damaged olive trees owned by local farmers. Soldiers also fired tear gas at residents who tried to put off the fire. At the nearby village of Al-Nabi Saleh, Israeli soldiers attacked the villagers and their supporters before leaving the village. Later, troops stormed the village and fired gas bombs into resident homes. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. Elsewhere, at Al-Ma'sara village, Israeli troops stopped the villagers and their supporters at village entrance, then forced them back using rifle butts and batons to push people back. No injuries were reported. For IMC News, this is Saher Soos.
This week, Palestinians marked the 65th anniversary of the Palestinian Nakba. Moreover, the Israeli army conducted at least 61 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank. During these attacks, Israeli troops left at least 2 civilians injured and kidnapped 47 Palestinians, including 13 children. IMEMC's Ghassan Banoura with the details.
This week, Israeli army invasions and kidnapping of civilians were focused in the cities of Hebron, southern West Bank, as well as Jenin and Nablus, northern West Bank. On Thursday of this week, 2 Palestinians have been injured by Israeli fire during clashes with Israeli soldiers invading the Al-Arub refugee camp north of Hebron. Also, the soldiers violently attacked and beat a Palestinian youth, causing fractures in his feet. A Palestinian child sustained wounds on Tuesday midday when an Israeli settler hit her with his car in the old city part of Hebron, southern West Bank. Local sources said that the little girl was moved to a hospital in Jerusalem after sustaining a hit to the head. Residents said that the settler hit the child and ran away. Palestinian sources reported on Monday that a group of extremist Israeli settlers attacked and destroyed Palestinian property, destroyed graves and wrote racist graffiti in Aysawiya village, south of the northern West Bank city of Nablus. In Gaza this week, Israeli forces conducted 2 limited invasions into the coastal enclave. The first incursion was conducted in the northwest of Beit Hanun, in the north of the Gaza Strip. The second invasion was conducted at the northwest of Jabalia, in the north of the Gaza Strip. Damage was reported, but no injuries. Also this week, thousands across the West Bank and Gaza marked on Wednesday the 65th anniversary of the Palestinian Nakba. In Jerusalem, Israeli soldiers attacked the residents and local activists using tear gas, water mixed with chemicals, and rubber-coated steel bullets. According to local sources, 20 residents were injured. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. Medical sources reported that there were journalists among those injured in Jerusalem on Thursday. Moreover, Israeli soldiers attacked residents using horses and kidnapped 30 residents. At the city of Bethlehem, southern West Bank, the procession was held at the Manager Square in Bethlehem, while scout troops and more than 5,000 Palestinians marched carrying flags and signs affirming the legitimate Palestinian rights and their right of return to their homeland. In the central West Bank city of Ramallah, residents marched towards the Ofer Israeli military base at the city entrance. As soon as people reached the main road, Israeli soldiers showered them with tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets. As a result, at least 30 people were injured, and many more were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. For IMEMC News, this is Ghassan Badnoura.
Hamas and Fatah are closer than ever to the national conciliation, which is expected within 3 months' time. In the meantime, Israel continues with settlement activities despite these claims. And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for May 11th to 17th, 2013, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please keep visiting our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by Hossam Qassis and me, George Rishmawi.